It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino. RX 93.1.
It's Radio RX 93.1. Good morning, everyone.
Hello, good morning, guys.
It is a Monday.
Oh, it is a different Monday.
Oh, why?
Because there are more people definitely on the road.
Yes.
I could see the students. The St. Paul area was a little difficult to get through.
One school for sure that didn't have school last week that has their first day today, CSA.
CSA, okay.
One of the kids in our family, it's their first day today.
So
for sure, that's one more school.
I know.
That wasn't there last week.
But Saint
and
Paul,
yes, the St.
Right?
Paul area was... I was like, okay, usually this is fine. And then... Yeah, I think they're going to have to get, you know, sort of used to... And I don't know, because like on a normal school day naman, I mean like last year, it wasn't that bad at this early.
Because I think a lot of people are ganado pa to wait.
Yeah, they're like, exactly. Oh, it's the first day of classes and whatever.
I know. And
when,
when I passed through there, I thought, okay, Gina's going to get, because that's where you pass, right? I'm like, okay, he's going to get surprised.
And but don't they turn that into like a one-way street?
Yes. But in
but
the
today,
morning,
it wasn't. It was
you see people coming out, right?
Yeah, as in going up the ramp of, I mean, going up towards Meralco Avenue.
Yeah.
Four lanes.
Oh.
Going up, pero pababa too. So, syempre, may mga dumadaan na papuntang Valle Verde area.
Right.
Sila.
Because it's really weird. Like, even Friday, there was no traffic.
I think it was still a little...
Like, Friday was like, this is a Friday? How come there's hardly traffic on the road?
I don't know.
Yeah, but I think...
But like, it was like the calm before the storm.
Oh, yeah. Just imagine like the
today
La Salle
will
area.
Be different.
The Ateneo area.
Ateneo.
Oh my gosh.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, so...
But good luck. And if you're still
keep
ganado,
a cool head. Nooks. Keep a cool head. Nagsalita.
What? Who's talking?
I know.
Yeah, but if you are, you know, you're still ganado, good on you.
Good on you.
Yeah, mawawala rin yan.
First day of school.
It'll fade.
It'll fade eventually.
I kind of like... Parang I would prefer that I went to school last week.
Yeah, so you're so used to it by now.
Oh, now it's your second week, so it's all good.
Oh, then again, at least you would have had that week off.
My nephew's son was like, it's his first day of high school today.
Yeah.
So he was like, yeah, Tito Rico, Tito Chico, you know, it's really nice, diba, when you see your... Like, his favorite part of first day.
Is seeing your
you
friends
get to
again.
See who's still with
who's
the
still
class.
With the, yeah, yeah, right, right.
Who are the new kids.
Who are the new kids.
Who are not there anymore. And he's like, oh, andyan ka. And then you see the teachers.
That's not a welcome sight. Not
I
so
was
much.
Laughing my head off. It's like, and then
you see the teachers.
It's so short-lived.
Yeah. Right.
The whole novelty of the, who are your new classmates.
And no, like, kasi diba, like, let's just say you had classmates in the previous years.
Yeah.
But they were in different classrooms last year. And then this year, they might be your classmates
yeah.
again.
Right, right. So
or
it's
for co-ed
students.
Schools, baka yung mga crush nyo. In the same, even not in the co-ed schools, baka yung mga crush nyo.
Sa mga all-boy school.
All-boy school, all-girls school.
But to everybody going to school today, welcome to 2013-2014 school, SY.
Although some of them are starting after Independence Day.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
I'm not
yeah.
mistaken. Yeah.
Tuloy-tuloy pa siya. It's
yes.
really nice that they stagger it so that it's not like
yeah, we don't
everybody
have a...
opens on the same day.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be on the 13th, the last day.
The very last.
Yeah, 13th.
Oh,
okay.
13th
unless na lang
is
you go
a Thursday.
To like...
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a Thursday because
okay.
Wednesday is the 12th. Unless you're like from Rent.
It's
don't they start
oh,
with like
sorry,
on a Thursday?
I think UP. I think is Thursday.
Yeah.
But
that's kind of cool. First
know,
day
mo
Thursday.
Thursday na agad, tapos Friday, tapos break na agad, no?
Well, what are we doing today?
Okay, today we are doing something sent in by Fishmark. We are doing the top 10, the TT. Advice for newlyweds.
Advice what? For newlyweds.
Well, it is
advice
the marrying month of June.
It is the marrying month of June.
You're right. I actually have a friend who's getting married this weekend.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm not hosting. I'm so happy. I'm just going to be attending.
You're going to be a guest and actually enjoy it.
I know.
Nice.
But when was the last time you guys were actually guests
it's
and
been
didn't
years.
Have to host?
It's
right?
It's been years.
Like ever.
Yeah.
So I'm so excited for it. So there, that's what we're doing today. The top 10 advice for newlyweds. If you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag advice for newlyweds. Because you know what they say, even if you've been together for like 20 years as boyfriend, girlfriend,
it's still different.
It really changes the moment. It's like your husband and wife.
It's official and legal.
It's really different. So what are your... And it's nice to know advice for somebody from somebody who's actually there, actually married.
Somebody
and
who's from, not there.
And somebody who's single.
Because
single people will have advice for newlyweds.
And sometimes single people have more fun.
That one too.
Okay.
Sometimes, sometimes.
Sometimes.
Not all the time.
So if you want to join us, you know what to do. Start sending them in.
All right. So it's 6:20 already on the clock. We're going to take the break. When we come back, we'll keep you updated. We'll get you updated this Monday morning. But first, this.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
Good morning, everybody. As promised, an update on this Monday. Today is June 10, 2013. My name is Del the News. I used to be a lesbian. Those are not my words.
Oh, wow. Wow. I was like, wow, finally.
Wow.
A confession.
We were loving
so
it
so early in the morning.
No, guys, wow. Relax.
You know what you should have done?
Nothing of the sort is happening.
You should have turned off her microphone after that and cut to a commercial.
This is not a coming out morning.
It's time for the news. I used to be
a lesbian.
No, no, no.
Boom.
Time for the news. My name is Del. I used to be a lesbian. No.
The Morning Rush. Big Stinger.
Those words are not mine, but the words of an emotional Raquel Pembenco, mother of Therese, speaking with the media in a press conference held at their Marikina residence last June 7, Friday. The revelation came less than a week after Therese confirmed on national television that she's a lesbian. The international singer's mother related that she turned her back on homosexuality after her mother, Tessre Lucho, convinced her to build her own family. Her marriage with Rick Pembenco eventually bore two children, Therese, one of them, and Carl. Raquel also laments that Therese seems to have turned her back on her family. However, in previous interviews, Therese has repeatedly apologized to her mother and brother for what they're going through. While her mother was a no-show during her birthday celebration in Laguna last May 10, Therese dedicated Yang Constantino's song Salama to her mother.
Wow. Yeah, this was the never-ending
It was
saga.
So weird when I saw the...
Yeah. Me too. I was like, whoa. Because I always got the perception that, you know, that they didn't like her coming out.
Coming out, yeah.
Because she kept on apologizing to her mom and to her brother.
Yeah.
I mean, Therese. So, shock.
Shock.
And we're not talking like... kind of sort of lesbian, like she was like in
all
relationship
yeah.
And that's the, and the only reason that she stopped was because her mom, Teresa's grandmother, convinced her otherwise, like go for it, try the straight life, marry a guy.
But
try the
I don't
straight life.
From experience, at least, from
you've been a lesbian.
I know. I was like, I'm working with two lesbians.
That makes us three. No, I have a lot of friends, at least, you know, in my circle of friends. I know of more girls who have been in girl-on-girl relationships and then they turned straight. Yes. More than guys.
Of course.
Who, you know, eventually went for girls. But I don't actually even have a friend who used to be gay as a guy.
Yeah.
No, but he used to date guys and then eventually, like, just started dating girls.
That's more rare, I think, in my experience as well.
Yeah.
Girls are more fluid that way.
I know a lot.
Based on what I read, she's not the type who... dabbled in it.
She was
as in she was
yeah,
really
as
like
in she's really
full
like full on
lesbian.
Yeah.
So
full on as opposed to halfway lesbian.
Yeah. No, because with I think with girls it's more common that way.
Yeah, it's very fluid.
Halfway
yeah.
In.
Yeah. Halfway I mean in. The very thing that got Paul Medina into trouble was
exactly.
That, you know, he was saying that in all girls' schools, well, one specific school, you know, there are lesbians, and I don't know what the big problem is because
it's
true.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I guess
not to
like,
single out any all girls.
Yeah,
school,
but no, I think that's their beef. Like sana sinabi niyo.
Sana lahat kasi. I think kasi parang the whole this was because they got singled out.
Yeah.
Right. But anyway, girls are a little bit more fluid because I think with guys the sexuality is more physical.
It's more...
Because women are just more complicated. The sexuality of women are just more complicated.
I know a girl who has a full relationship with a lesbian, but they've never had any intimacies because she's just not lesbian.
Yeah, it's more of like...
She could have a relationship.
Just the emotional part.
As in completely in love.
How long will that last?
With a lesbian lover, but she just can't find herself...
physical.
Can I just tell you guys?
Yeah, she can't.
Have you heard of the series in the States, like similar to the Housewives of whatever? The name of the reality show is Push Girls.
I haven't heard.
Okay, the series, a reality TV show, it's based on four or five girls in wheelchairs.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
They're beautiful. They're all dealing with, you know, being
disabled.
And there was one of them is lesbian, and she's so gorgeous. And then she fell in love with like an Edward Scissorhands look-alike lesbian.
Wow. Oh, wow. Okay.
And so she's in a wheelchair. This lesbian has like pins all over her face, like her what do you call those rings?
Piercings. Yeah.
Piercings all over her the nose area and the chin.
Yeah.
She's got. Ouch. Half of her body has tattoos,
yeah.
And she dresses up like a guy.
Yeah,
and then they walk in the streets of, I guess this is New York or something.
Yeah.
And then they kiss, and they kiss like a boy and a girl would kiss.
Yeah,
and they got looks.
I bet.
Yeah,
and not just for the girl on girl thing, but also for
everything.
I guess
everything. Yeah. And it was like, wow.
And she said she should watch more TV. Kasi nakikita ko lang to sa internet eh. Pero medyo iba yung progression ng storyline.
Right. Anyway, that's the big news over the weekend. Teresa's mother coming out as well. That's the news.
Right? It's just, insane.
You couldn't write this.
Because my thing is, then what's the problem? Why are they estranged?
But baka naman that's the mom's way of saying it's okay.
It's her way of saying you could change yourself.
Yeah, if you wanted to.
If you wanted to.
Because I was thinking, then what's the problem? It's like, hey, I was there too.
Yeah.
Because I would feel so, like, had I been in Teresa's shoes, I would feel so much better knowing that, hey, apparently my mom went through the same thing before.
Because you would understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think she's saying it to say you can still do away with it.
It's like, I did it. You can do it too.
Right. That's the news here on The Morning Rush. The first one. It's quite a Monday. You're with us. We're with you. All the way until 10. You're tuned in to Manila's Hottest, RX 93.1.
Yahoo OMG Awards. Winner is The Morning Rush. With Chico, Delamar, Gino. Best radio show. OMG Awards. RX 93.1. La 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 la. The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10.
So weird that we're doing a newlywed thing on the first day of classes for most people.
I know, right?
Well, think of it this way. You're married to school, at least for a couple of years, and then you get divorced after.
You get divorced, and then you remarry next June.
And then sometimes you like who you ended up with, sometimes you don't.
Sometimes you don't.
Same thing with the teachers in the
classroom. I remember that. There were semesters where you just loved all your teachers, and then semesters where you're like, please.
Yeah.
It's like, deliver me from this evil.
That is my teacher.
That is my teacher.
Or my bully classmate.
Yon!
Yon.
Ay, nako.
Like alam mong nakaka-relate. Yon!
No, I really hated them. Which is so...
No, but you know the thing with bullies is... There are bullies who bully more of parang just because it's funny. And then there are bullies who bully because they're really evil. Yeah.
They're evil.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen all kinds.
I was lucky enough to have classmates in my high school, at least the latter part of my high school in Lourdes, na they were just, you know, being fun.
Yeah.
And like the minute it got serious
they would stop and
they would apologize.
You know, you should, you should.
And they always had your back. Like, let's just say, bigla kang may makakaaway ka na ibang batch. mm-hmm. biglang they would, you would be surprised would that in. The people who would bully you would be the first ones to like back you up more than the people who like are okay with you.
Well, Galing because they're used to being able
confrontation,
to defend.
Yeah.
It's like you're my bitch.
Yeah,
like I can bully you, but you know, others.
I think it's
can.
More of like, kasi parang it really is part of school.
Yeah, I think so.
Not that we're condoning it or anything, but just.
And
it builds character, didn't it?
And I think per level,
yeah,
you feel a camaraderie between like among your peers,
yeah,
and then as against upperclassmen.
Then you should check out our column for Wednesday.
Yeah,
it's about bullies.
That's
so
right.
you have to watch for that. That comes out Wednesday. And hey, speaking of, did you see the article?
Yeah.
I saw
the my god!
I was so annoyed. I was so. Because I had lunch with my folks.
Yeah.
And then at the place that we had lunch in, there was a newspapers mm-hmm. just for everyone to read.
Yeah.
And then, so it was, our photo was on the cover of the newspaper
yes,
also, right?
Actually.
So I was like, wow, look at that.
It was on the
really?
Very cover. Yeah. You know, you should see the physical.
Because
yeah.
it's so different.
It's so, like, whoa, I mean, in your face.
Yeah, and the article itself, I mean, the words are all in the, on the online website.
Yeah.
But not
but the
all
pictures
the
photos. Are not.
Yeah, and the photos.
Actually, most are not in the.
It's an
online.
Entire page.
And you see, we're on the cover. And yeah. then on the parang front page of the section, we're there again. And then we're in the actual article. So we're like, we were everywhere.
So thank you once
thank
again
you.
To super, or in your words, super kaduper.
Yes, to Bianca super Gonzalez. Kaduper Bianca. Sabi ko, palitan mo na yung name mo. Wag ka na, I am super Bianca. Bianca. It has to be, I am super kaduper Bianca.
My God, you should see her on the cover of Rogue.
Yeah, not just the cover. God. Even inside, the pictures are gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
If she can hear this yet again.
Thank you.
She's doing
thank
her
you.
Show.
Yeah, I know. But hopefully this gets to her.
I know. All right, so let's start off with, we are doing the top 10 advice for newlyweds. Thank you to Fishmark. Let's start off with LS Dominique. Wag mag-aanak ng hindi kayang buhayin.
Oh, yeah.
Don't breeding like rabbits. Yeah. And, you know, you have so many kids you can't really feed.
Right.
And even if you
actually,
can,
that's true. Ako, that's my thing. Even if you
we're
can
already
afford
overpopulated
it.
As it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, do an Angelina Jolie.
Adopt.
Yeah.
But she has three.
Yeah.
Camilo says, don't live with your partner's parents. Rent if you must.
Yeah.
Do anything to
I
be
agree.
Away from
yeah. Do yes. not. Even if you have a really good relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you need
I
your
agree.
Space.
Plus, you need to strike it on your own.
Yeah.
That's what the family is about.
Unless na lang you have like a ginormous estate na parang may east wing, may west wing.
Diba?
Tapos sa east wing.
But even then.
Even then.
Right.
No? Kasi they have access.
Plus they can always throw that in your face like you're
parang,
still living
you're
under
still
my
living,
roof.
You're still under our roof.
You know the healthy distance? You have to at least ride a car.
Yeah.
If you
not
can
be
walk
in the same
it,
building.
Kahit, you know? Kahit magkaibang bahay, if you can walk it, that's too near. Kailangan,
actually, dapat nga, para feeling ko, different city eh. Like, passing sila, tapos ikaw, Makati.
Hindi, kung Quezon City, okay na yan. Kasi Quezon City
malaki
is
naman
big.
Quezon City,
or Makati, yeah. It's too big.
Yeah.
Right.
Basta, at least, ako feeling ko, you have to be at least
a car ride away.
Pwede rin plane ride.
That would be even better.
That would be even better.
And also, Ilad Villanueva says, they say, the secret to a long marriage is to have two separate lavatories.
Yeah.
I love the idea of two sinks.
Yeah.
When we went to one resort, that was two sinks. I was like, I love this because you're still together.
Yeah.
But you can still do your own thing
together.
Pero at least separate.
Yep.
You don't have to share one sink.
Me, that's the dream. Separate closet and separate sink.
Personally, I really want my own bathroom.
No.
Wag naman. I think two sinks.
I think one big one, and then there's
one
a delineation.
One giant one.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys are but like, you know how some people are, I get really obsessive compulsive with my bathroom. Like, the minute I step out of the shower, there's a towel because I don't want the floor to get wet.
Yeah.
But then again, not all people share that same sentiment.
Yeah.
But I think,
I think you
learn that when you start living with someone.
And I don't like the idea of one of you can go to your bathroom and then lock it. Or
what?
Close
Why?
The door. I don't like the idea. I know, but you know, like, you can be private naman without having to have like a separate bathroom.
And then I hate it pa when people squeeze the toothpaste in the middle, not from the bottom.
Hindi,
squeeze it from the middle,
nga.
No?
Hindi, ako anywhere, yeah.
Hindi, kasi it doesn't matter now. Because remember, the tubes are made of plastic. Yeah. Unlike before, they were made of tin.
Yeah.
Was it tin?
No, but people like Gino, but, even if you can actually repress it and make it look like everything, ayaw pa rin niya yan.
But you can buy those things that sweep from the bottom of the... So that they... Para,
but they still...
Kasi ako, even with that, I'd squeeze from the middle.
Kasi I'm actually
I'm a middle squeezer.
I'm a combination of it. I like to squeeze from the middle, but then...
And then you work your way to the top.
No, I squeeze from the middle, but then I go to the base. And then, you know, press it back up.
Okay. Tapos yun pa, the toilet seat.
We're just talking about
the toilet space. Cover, I always leave it closed.
Yeah.
Whereas some people would want to leave it na nakataas lang.
Nakataas.
So it's just...
No, hindi kasi nga sa akin. Like, what if you have like two of everything but in the same bathroom? Wala lang. Parang it's so unromantic to have separate bathrooms naman.
Okay lang. I'm fine with it.
Me, I like having the space together. And I think for me, the nice thing is
together pa rin.
Being able to meet halfway.
Like in resorts nga, those really huge, big
like
mama
bathrooms. Like Mr. and Mrs. Smith, diba? They had their own one
it's so
sink
weird.
Each.
But I think the basin is okay.
Yeah, two
separate basins.
If
two sinks.
If you need to wash spend bases. Time together in the bathroom.
Because I feel like getting married.
It's
the
part
point,
of it.
The point is to live together.
Yeah.
You know,
I actually want
together.
My own, like a computer room or a game room.
Oh, that's okay.
Na ako lang yung may access.
I think that's okay.
Wag naman ikaw lang may access.
As in, may keypad.
Hey, that is the one that I read, ha? Yung meron siyang sariling room. Mm. His family is not allowed.
He
tapos
died.
In his, I forgot which game it is. He has like four wives.
What?
He has four wives in his
in the
world.
Game.
Actual people.
Oh.
And the wife knows about it and has permission to have wives online.
That's so weird.
They have, you know, because part of the game is like.
That's so weird. What kind of game is this?
I don't
know.
Sabi ko na, what kind of game is this? And also, the entry that caps off the bottom half. This is just a teaser. The top 10 advice for newlyweds comes from for anybody.
He says,
for the guys, wag mag-uuwi ng souvenir, lalong-lalo na panty sa naka-table mo kagabi.
Oy!
What are you
this
doing?
Is for the bachelor parties.
Ay, nako. Hindi nga eh. Newlyweds na eh.
Hindi eh, pero kagabi nga eh.
Kaya nga, kasal na sila. Hindi na siya bachelor party. Nag-ano sila lang.
It could be the bachelor party of a friend too.
Hindi, kasi pwede kung newlywed.
Oo.
The
like
night
literally,
before.
The night before. This could
better nobody today, does that anymore.
Oh, eh.
Because they want to
a
have some
days,
decent
least,
rest before the.
Hindi, tsaka ito yung
unless you have like a hangover type of thing.
Yeah.
And you don't need a bachelor party to table someone. You can
just
go to
true.
Certain, you know, establishments.
I wouldn't know.
You would know, Chico.
Yeah. Yung mga bebas.
You ladies, man, you.
I know, right? And there you go. The top 10 advice for newlyweds. It can be from a single person's point of view.
Yeah.
It can be somebody who, like, been there, done that.
Yeah.
So it's all up to you guys. The top 10 advice for newlyweds, Keen RX. Space your entries and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag advice for newlyweds.
Hey, can we just say a quick happy birthday to O'Gerald? He's celebrating his birthday today. So happy birthday!
That's it.
Okay.
We're going to take... we won't take a break. We'll get to the number 3 song in the countdown. Top 7 as of Friday.
Yahoo OMG Awards. Winner is The Morning Rush with Chico, Delamar, Gino. Best radio show. OMG Awards. RX 93.1. The Morning Rush. Top 10. Morning Rush. Top 10.
Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to Fishmark for suggesting this. The top 10 advice for newlyweds.
Hey, can we just say hello to Jaiho Pamiho. Get well soon. Apparently, he has 4 weeks pa yung past.
Oh
legs.
My gosh!
Yeah.
What happened to him?
No, remember we greeted him.
Yeah, but what happened? I don't remember.
He got into an accident.
Yeah.
Biking, skateboarding, what was he doing?
He got hit by a
jeep or something.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. I didn't know.
During the last EB, di ba?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So get well soon. And yeah, get well soon.
Ah. That was when the EB you were absent.
Oh, okay. That's why I don't know.
That's why you don't know. Because we were like shocked. Get well soon.
Least that's the only thing that happened to him. You know?
And also belated happy birthday to Jep Spotted. It was his birthday yesterday.
Hey, belated
happy birthday.
All the way from Singapore. SG. All right. OMGN says, pag ibinato ang bokeh, iba to mo pataas, hindi yung sa mukha nung
oh no.
Pero it's your wedding, you can do what you want. That's ako medyo true. Pikon ka dito.
Yung mga frenemy.
Frenemies. Pero alam mo, in the Philippines lang na when the bouquet is thrown, the girls actually disperse.
Yeah.
They don't catch it.
No.
Yeah.
Eh kasi the whole garter thing is a little
It's a US thing. Because like in the States,
They grab for it.
In general, they're just more game.
At saka sa kanila parang, look, it's just a game.
Yeah, I know.
Tayo yung parang, ay, hindi. At saka,
pero kung ano, hindi kasi hindi mo rin sigurado kung sino yung gagawa ng garter thing.
That's the thing. Mamaya some douchebag.
Paano ko sobrang pogi.
But it's the States, it doesn't involve anything.
Yeah.
The bride, that's the last thing a bride does before she gets into the bridal car and run, you know.
And runs away.
Yeah. go off into the sunset with her groom. Mm-hmm. But she throws
it. Or the best friend of the groom.
Yun din, pwede.
Diba? At saka parang wala na nung mga garter-garter thing.
Wala
I think
na.
It's more of us. Mm-hmm. And also, from Kuya Maui, mag-enjoy muna kayo mag-travel without kids. You have more than enough time to travel as a family later on.
Yeah. Mm.
Parang travel first. Kayong dalawa lang.
I agree.
Romantic thing ba?
I agree.
And diba, a lot of people like would ideally go for parang 1 year first without kids.
Yeah.
And then, so parang they can just enjoy the marriage just
enjoy
between,
it first.
You know. Well, the nice thing about these days is that if your boyfriend, girlfriend kasi before, you don't travel out of town na kayong dalawa lang.
Yeah.
Because before, it would be questionable.
Yeah.
But parang, the things that would happen.
Kayo lang?
So
actually, that's true.
So what you do is you delay the traveling when you're already married.
Yes.
But nowadays,
you can naman
travel.
Yeah, they do.
So
hello, people live in nga, diba? And that used to be such a big deal.
Big deal, yeah. And
hello to my brother Sam, who's coincidentally going to a wedding later.
Oh, hello, cool.
Hi,
Kuya. That guy marked X says in most weddings here in the Philippines, there's always an arenola as a gift. Suerte daw yon.
Really?
Okay, I know that part. Itong second part, I'm not so sure.
Why?
That guy Mark X says, dapat daw, dun kayo kakain ng first meal niyo sa arena.
Ew! Ah. Ew, that's gross!
Oh, that is so gross.
That's way
even
too
if
gross.
Even if it hasn't been used, that's still...
Yeah, because after that, that's where you wee-wee and you spit and you whatever.
I never liked those things.
I know. It's so gross. Parang, why can't you just go to the bathroom?
Hindi, kasi like in the provinces, medyo like...
Kasi outhouse.
Oh, outhouse.
But it's gross. You have something mapanghi near you.
Uh-oh.
Let's say you wee-wee on it. In it. Oh, edi nasa katabi mo yon?
Well, it's na naman. They put a little water, just like in the toilet.
Yeah. Kain na.
But still, eh, no?
It's and, so gross.
Because I remember in my Lola's house before, there would always be...
An arenola.
Oh. And then I would...
Standard uni.
And my family and I would sometimes sleep in the same room because like it was an house. So I would see na parang pagising ko yung kapatid ko, uy, ano yan?
And they're all making wee-wee there.
Oh. Wag lang number two.
No, alam ko.
Hindi ako pang number two yun.
Can you imagine?
I think that's a little too much.
A little gross.
Surprise ang tawag doon. Surprise!
Yeah. Para, woohoo!
Brindun says, kung akala mo, malakas na ang Colt 45. The gun, ha?
Mm.
Not the beer.
Not the beer.
Kung akala mo, malakas na ang Colt 45, in parenthesis, nanay mo, humanda ka sa Armalite. Nanay niya.
Actually.
It will be twice as, you know.
Plus, no love lost. You're the in-law.
Exactly.
You're not the son.
And you just basically stole her daughter away from
diba?
Her. Or right. his, or her
son.
Her son, yeah.
Actually.
Which is worse.
Actually, it would be worse.
Inagaw mo yung baby boy niya sa kanya.
Hoy, excuse me. Sabi ni... Oh, sorry.
Tapos pag si Cooper nagka-girlfriend. Hoy!
Hoy! Inaagaw mo! Bruha!
No, can I just tell you? So I was talking to Cooper over the weekend. I was like, yeah, so who did you meet? La 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 la. And then he goes, cute girl. I'm like, no, no, you're not allowed.
Bawal.
You're not allowed to do that.
Pero yung pagkasabi na cute girl.
Ay. No, no naman. No naman.
And remember, guaping si Cooper. Oh. So,
but he really does.
Daming girls niya.
He really reacts to girls differently though.
He does. You see it, no?
Diba? Yeah. And he's extra smiley.
Yeah.
He waves.
Like I was telling you, okay, two stories. The most recent one was, we were in Subic and a bunch of those guys in the supermarket said hello to him. Mm-hmm. And then he smiled. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't enthusiastic. And then we were walking down an aisle and then he sees two girls and he goes, "Hi, girls." And then one time on the plane, his first ever plane ride, we were sitting next to this girl and he was friendly enough. But when the FA passed by the aisle, he said, "Hi, lady."
Hello.
Kaya tignan mo, close na close sila ni Chico.
Hi, lady.
Hi, Lola. Hi, lady. Lady naman.
Diba, Ate Chico ka daw?
I know, right? Kailigayahan mo, sis. Dahan-dahan lang sa pagpasok. Huwag excited. Bago ang bahay, kaya dapat ingat lang.
Baka matamaan mo yung ulo mo.
Tsaka ano, yung pag yung furniture, babangga sa side ng walls, magagasgas, diba?
Delikado eh. Mm-mm.
Camilo says, have a conjugal account and maintain your own accounts. But at least, meron pa rin kayong conjugal.
Separate.
But at the same time, you don't have to like everything but, one account lang.
Diba under law, it's ano na, parang whatever you
yours.
Own.
Oh, it's both yours. Mm. Pero just to have, just to maintain your
own
account. Well,
somebody was telling me that. This is so bad. Okay, so somebody was telling me, Del, you know, you need to plan for your future and Cooper's future. And she said, that condo that you have right now that you're not using anymore, if you plan to rent it out, don't give it to Cooper right away. Mm. Give it to him after he's married. I go, why? Because he would own that by himself if you give it to him after the marriage, not before. So everything he owns before the marriage becomes conjugal property.
Ah, ganun ba yun? Isn't it the other way around?
Wow.
Well,
I thought it was the other way around.
This is the... Yeah, me too. I thought it was the other way around. But no, not that financial advisor. And she said, you know, maybe you won't like who Cooper will marry.
Wait, I think it's the other way around. Conjugal na pag everything you purchase
property,
as a couple?
I think property that is given to you, I think by the parents.
Wow.
But if you buy it, it's yours. I mean, it's conjugal.
It's together yours, yeah.
Oh,
but
okay.
But if you inherit it from your parent, I think it's just yours.
Just yours.
Although you're, if I'm not mistaken, please, to all the attorneys that are out there, because that's a financial advisor.
Okay, okay.
From a bank, that's what she told me. Mm-hmm. And they said that even if, let's say you're Cooper.
Okay.
And you married Gino.
Yeah.
And, let's say you pass on. Mm-hmm. Gino will inherit a little bit from you. But if you don't have kids together, the property will go back to me, the mom.
Oh,
no. Not to the wife.
Really?
I think my mom would know about this, Ma. Let me know.
Oh, that's
if
so
you're tuned
strange.
In.
Yeah, so these are things that you need to consider.
It's so tricky.
You know, I don't like the idea of it because it's like...
You're already setting yourself up for, you know...
Like, I want him to marry someone that I like, that he loves, that, you know...
But you're the mom that I don't think that'll ever...
No, I keep thinking because... I would hope certain things for myself.
Mm.
And I wouldn't want my parents not to accept or exclude whoever I'm with.
Right.
In an ideal world.
Sabagay. Well, in an ideal world, I drive around in a Lamborghini, but I don't, so.
And people are good in an ideal world.
And everyone's hot.
And naked.
I'm losing the boys here. I'm losing the boys.
Hey, can we say hi to Jacer Marasigan?
Hey,
Jacer!
Hello, Jacer!
He's driving on the way to work. Also, hello to the friends JP and Bona.
Hello, good morning.
And he says hello to both of you.
Oh, Kuya Maui says, alamin lahat ng passwords ng computer, cabinet, vault. Vault?
Vault. Safe.
Yeah.
A bolt.
No, vault.
A vault.
Yeah.
Okay, V-O-L-T.
V-A-U-L-T.
Parang
lalo ko nalilito.
Tinitignan ko kung makukuha din.
Bago ikasal. Kasi yan ang kadalasan pinag-aawayan.
But I wouldn't want to give like my social networking passwords even if I'm married.
Hindi, baka computer lang. Just a computer password.
Lalo na yung computer.
No, I mean, hello.
Hindi, you have
obviously,
your own account.
Obviously, Gino's not ready to get married.
Your own accounts. Pero like the computer password. As in the,
no, I think you're missing the big point. I think he's not ready.
No, kasi you can... no. In the computer, you can have your own accounts. Like, as in the password.
Yeah, to
user,
one computer.
Gino, user, whoever.
Remember, in your Mac.
Yeah.
No, it, mine is...
No, no, you can.
You can create.
You can create. So that there's a guest.
Yeah.
There's a guest account.
Or
and
whoever,
then there's a...
Or Baby Whale.
Baby Whale account. And
then
Chico. Chico's account.
And then you would have separate folders. You can have a folder na only you can access and Baby Whale can't access your folder.
And vice versa.
Okay, and the entry and the top advice for newlyweds comes from Jelly Shoso.
Jelly Shoso says,
to avoid a fight, just remember there are always two sides in a heated argument. There's your side, this is the husband, and there's the right side.
Yes, always remember that.
Those are the two sides, huh? Your side, talking to a guy, your side,
and the right side. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the top 10 advice for newlyweds. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please make sure you include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag advice for newlyweds.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush.
Part 2. Hey guys, good morning. Welcome to the second news update here on The Morning Rush. My name is Del. The news, Saturday night. Simon Cowell was pelted with eggs by a failed wannabe during the live final of Britain's Got Talent. The music mogul was seated with his fellow judges, Alicia Dixon, David Williams, and Amanda Holden, watching a performance by opera singing siblings Richard and Adam Johnson, when a lone girl stormed the stage with a box of eggs and began hurling them at a stunned Simon Cowell.
Wow.
He got egged.
He got egged. One of the missiles hit its target, leaving Cowell with egg running down his jacket as security ushered the woman off the stage. It emerged the girl behind the stunt is Natalie Holt, who was playing violin for the Johnson Brothers and was a failed contestant from last year's Britain's Got Talent. Holt has now apologized for her egg-throwing antics in a statement which reads, quote, I want to apologize to Richard and Adam for overshadowing their performance. I've never done anything like this before, and in hindsight, I have realized it was a silly thing to do, unquote. But never apologize to
Simon
Cowell?
To Simon Cowell, yeah.
That's not...
It was an apology to the people who were performing, but not...
But not to the one she assaulted.
Yeah.
Hey, Cowell took the attack in his stride, simply removing his stained jacket and continuing with the show. The talent contest was eventually won by Shadow Dance Troupe Attraction.
I wonder if he's gonna sue. Can you?
Probably not.
Probably not.
No.
But can you?
If not you sure. To? I don't know if the courts have time for stuff like that.
Like getting egged.
Yeah. You know how there
it's
are...
not ano naman. Like you're not in any imminent
danger. It's like a
danger.
Nuisance. Yeah, it's a nuisance. But I don't think it's a crime to pelt someone.
Kasi alam ko yung mga... Like,
it isn't.
Those celebrities na... Di ba they get flowered? They get egged. Alam ko, wala. They just leave it at that.
Unless your lawyer can argue something else.
Ano ba? Like politicians.
If you get hurt, I think.
If you get hurt. But other than
like
that.
A shard of the eggshell like
went
enters
into
your eye.
Eye
or whatever.
Yeah. And you're blinded.
Mm.
Huh. But usually, wala. Ganun lang yun talaga.
Well, that's the one thing I like about Simon. He doesn't, you know.
He can take it.
Yeah, he's not.
He dishes it and he can take it.
He can take it also.
He's not too fragile that way. That's the news here on The Morning Rush. Here with C, D, and G. And can we just say hello to Raya?
Yeah.
On her first day of school. She's going to school for the first time today.
Enjoy.
Hello. Your mom and your dad are wishing you a happy day in school.
Aww,
hi, Raya.
Nice. Hello. All right, so, this is a... did you know that there is such a thing called cherophobia? The fear of fun.
Huh?
What?
Why would you
Why would you be afraid of fun?
Fun is, well, fun.
No, for lack of a better term. I mean, if you think about it, it's the very essence of...
How could you
it's fear something
fun?
Enjoyable.
Yeah, but you just can't define something by saying its name again.
I know.
Fun is fun.
Fun is...
Enjoyable,
exactly.
Positive, happy.
I mean, fun
alcohol.
Is not specific.
Alcohol.
Yeah.
No, but it's not specific. It's not like, let's say, bungee jumping. I mean, fun is fun you is apply fun
to a lot of different things. To whatever makes you feel better.
But why would you be afraid of something of that fun. Feels good?
I don't know.
Baka noon
maybe
pamaypay.
First time.
Baka fear of pamaypay.
Fear of or ano? Fans. Or fans.
Oh, diba?
Fans.
Wow, that's so weird.
But there is such a such a word. I don't know if people suffer from it.
Yeah.
I guess so, if the word exists.
Yeah.
I guess.
You know, somebody must have been...
What's a fear, a weird phobia for you?
Weird phobia? Like, for example...
Well, cockroaches.
Oh, no, I think that's...
That's not very weird.
Tyra Banks. Afraid of dolphins.
Oh, you're afraid of Tyra Banks.
How would you be afraid of Tyra Banks?
Tyrophobia.
She's afraid of dolphins?
Yeah, like really afraid.
That's so weird.
I have one. Oh. True story. Our friend is deathly afraid of calamansi.
Calamansi. Yeah.
What?
Actually, in her Instagram, she had a calamansi
so
in her home.
Afraid of calamansi.
Right. I don't know if she's tuned in, but...
Ako afraid of getting a broken heart.
Lahat naman
that's normal.
The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today.
A big shout out first to Rogelio, to Rika May,
hello.
And to Raya in Baguio, listening to us all the way from Baguio.
Wow.
Hello. Also, OMAC 10 just greeting Father George a belated happy birthday. They celebrated it yesterday. Happy birthday. Coco Hernandez also tuned in via live streaming. So, hi, Coco. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Quick hello as well to Dwayne B, who's also tuned in. To the EFS Rushers, that's coming from Elise, Noims, Celine, Sha, and Kalavog.
Kalavog?
Kalavog. Because they're all tuned in. Good morning.
Good morning. And
To Dan Too Easy To See, saying hello to Familia Batalla and all, you know, the Rushers. And to Camilo, also tuned in. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. Hey, what are you doing? Hey.
Alrighty, and we've got our top 10 for today.
I'll tell you what he's not doing.
Courtesy of Fishmark, the top 10 or the TT advice for newlyweds. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but RXTMR. So we can also do that. Ellis Dominique says, babae, ikaw ang ilaw ng tahanan. Lalaki, ikaw ang haligi ng tahanan. Hindi ikaw ang tagapundi sa ilaw ng tahanan. And Camila says, huwag munang ibigay ang inyong address at totoong telephone number sa mga biyanan. Have months of peace and quiet muna.
Before sending it.
Yung bigyan nyo ng fake, yung kunyari yung number, yung last number, kunyari nagkamali.
Nagkamali.
So tawag sila ng tawag all these months. Hindi nila maintindihan bakit wrong number.
Bakit hindi sila makakonect.
Oo. Tapos,
huwag naman mga tipong, ano yung telephone number? Ah, 86236.
Hindi naman, hindi naman. Tapos, months later, pag parang okay na kayo, then you can go, ay naku, mali pala yung last number. Hindi 7.
So that happened to me, This happened to me.
Oh.
For not in-laws or anything, but there was this one time that I gave your number, Chico's number, to somebody, and I interchanged just two numbers.
Mm.
Obviously, mali.
Mali.
Small mistake.
Yeah. Akala nila hindi ako sumasagot. Well, that too. Pero
sabi ko wala rin difference.
Kasi ganun din naman, di ka naman nireply.
Hindi.
Unless sinabi mong ano ka.
Ano?
Kailangan mo ng load.
Good looking.
Kailangan mo ng load.
Hindi lang sasagot. May kasama pang load.
May tawag pa. Nakuha mo na, nakuha mo na.
May FaceTime. JM Terrado says, iba ang gawaing mag-asawa sa gawaing mag-jowa. Yung buhay, it's different. It's really different. And I've heard this from even those couples na who've been together for so long and they think parang, it's just going to be, para daw something really like, whoa, something changes. That's what they say.
You know what's nice about being in relationship? Because I know that it's also nice to be, you know how like some people are lucky enough to find, you know, the one that they're supposed to be with.
Yeah.
At the very beginning, na parang it's their first girlfriend and they end up getting married and they're happily, you know, still married or whatever. Yeah. But what's also nice about being in several relationships before you get married is that you sort of figure out how terrifying things can be.
Yeah.
And you don't just jump head on, head first into it.
Yeah. Kasi diba you were saying parang some people are lucky enough to find the person they're supposed to be with for the rest of their lives. Minsan okay din yung to find the person you're supposed to be with until 11 p.m.
Aga naman. 2 a.m. naman.
Oh, sige na nga, 2 a.m. Diba, aga yung trabaho eh. Okay, and for Rene Boy says, wag na wag mag-iiwan ng tip sa asawa
after. If she likes it, okay lang.
If she likes it, why not? Role playing.
Yeah. Katandaan, pwedeng halikan ang asawa.
Ay, nako.
Oh, no, kasi some people forget it eh. Na yes, parang yes. You have to kiss them to assure them that
before
you know,
leaving
the love
for work,
is there.
Diba?
Exactly.
Parang love you, hon.
So, pwedeng halikan sa lips. So,
pwede.
Bakit? Sino hindi pwede halikan?
Close friends.
Siyempre. Alam naman, halikan sa lips yung mga close friends mo. Hmm.
Or, kunwari, dating pa lang kayo. Hindi pa kayo official. So, hindi mo pa alam if you can actually go for it.
Something's fishy.
Ilad Villanueva says, it's not about the wedding. It's about the marriage.
Right.
Lalo na yung bagong kasal talaga.
Yeah.
Obviously, parang they were so focused on the wedding. They say though sometimes, after, especially yung wedding na parang antagal-tagal yung pinlano. Yung sobrang bonggang-bonga. The couples though have a feeling of parang, okay, what next?
What now, yeah.
Yung kasi parang, That was the goal eh.
Kung climax ka na.
So after that, parang, okay, where do we go from here?
Actually, it shouldn't be your goal.
Yeah.
That's a step towards the goal, which is married life. Mm.
And that's why they say sometimes just keep it simple na lang. Parang, di ba? Just a simple marriage.
Yeah.
And Fat Kid Inside says,
bumili... Sino kayo mauna sa ating tatlo?
Eh, for sure, kayo. Unless destination wedding. Destination wedding.
Aha.
Ako, meron akong guess kung sino mauna. Hmm. Meron na akong guess.
Oh, sige.
Bakit? Are you inviting us somewhere?
No.
Are you inviting us to...
Hindi, si Gino.
Ako, no, honestly, like if you ask me, mm-hmm. I think you will. Del.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh.
But kasi don't ako, be too sure.
Ako, alam kong it's gonna be a...
Nako.
Nako, you never know. Yeah.
Famous last words.
Shut up.
Terminal lines. That's what my friend calls it. The thing you say before it happens. Oh, the thing you say that wouldn't happen right before it does.
Di ba yung famous last words? Di ba yung,
I'm never gonna be a billionaire.
Present ka lang.
Damn it.
Remember, the universe will conspire.
No, but seriously, like...
No. Yeah, or not yet. Not yet.
No, the question was an assumption that we all will.
Yeah.
The question is who will go
who
first.
Will go first.
As with death.
Yes.
Yun, meron din
akong
guess.
That too. Fat Kid Inside says, bumili ng matibay na kama.
Bakit?
Yung hindi madaling mag-iba.
You want a sturdy
mag-iba.
Bed. No, kasi you know when you're happy,
nakilala ko.
Hindi mag-iba. Masira.
Nag-iba nila.
Nag-iba, di ba sa
meron
bahay
din ako
lang
kilala.
Yun? Di ba sa bahay, giba is...
Ah, di ba giba parang nasira?
Nasira? Oh, isn't that the same thing?
Di yata.
Ah, really? It has to be house?
I've never heard it in anything smaller than a house.
Oh, I don't know. Akala ko pag
mag-iba,
nasira.
Siguro pag sobrang cheap yung bed, you would. But there are beds that are, like for example, the ones made out of nara.
Yeah.
Hindi, ito sa States to eh. Nasira talaga.
Meron ako kilala double deck eh.
Ah, baka talon ng talon. Baka talon ng talon.
Oo.
Hindi kasi, you know how like when you're happy, you gain weight.
Oo.
So, yun eh. Nasisira. Masyado nabibigatan. Hindi naman kailangan na biglang ganun eh. Can be a gradual sort of.
Ito nasira yung ano, nag-collapse yung front.
Sige, Chico, you tell us.
Yung sa may headboard, nag-iba yung
iba
legs.
Yun. Iba yata yun.
Chenong says, build a home, not just a house.
Yeah.
Right. Yon. I agree.
There's always
agree.
A difference.
Mr. Maria says, hindi problem solver ang sex.
Minsan ho.
Pero ano rin. Hindi, temporary.
Temporary
kayo.
Fix.
Pero, you know, it doesn't fix
Bati
what
kayo.
Was...
No, because sometimes they say it's what you need to release the tension.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
kailangan mong...
Hindi, kailangan mo yun eh.
To release the tension, kailangan mong
You need to release attention kasi you're reminded
magkabatian na okay na kayo, di ba?
Oo nga.
Maging okay kayo. Mm. That's what you need para to release attention.
Kasi may friction eh.
Oo.
Yeah. Pag may friction,
if you're lucky.
May
friction.
And the entry. And the top. And the ano ba to?
Ewan ko sa'yo.
The top.
And the top.
Are you confused?
Yes. And the top advice for the newlyweds comes from Kuya Maui.
Kuya Maui says,
wag na wag ipapasama si kumpare sa inuman kasama ang iyong asawa. Maganda na yung safe.
Yeah.
Sana pagwapo siya.
Oo.
Or hindi. Or at least nandun ka.
At least nandun ka.
Kasi parang
si kumpare na parang medyo naamoy mo.
Na
may something-something.
Sa asawa mo.
Uh-oh.
Medyo may something-something tendencies.
Tapos laging ano, laging pinapainom yung asawa mo. Ay, better safe than sorry.
Tsaka parang mas excited siya makita yung asawa mo kaysa sa'yo.
Oo, at saka yung parang somehow, natatapat
sobrang attentive
niya yung... Hindi, tsaka tinatapat niya yung inuman dun sa alam niyang busy ka.
Tapos, what you don't know lang pala, eh, no, is the reason why your kumpare is doing that is nagko-confession ng HD niya sa'yo.
Sa'yo?
Ay. Parang kumare yung asawa mo talaga, hindi ko matake.
Ay.
Diba?
So, sinisiraan ka na niya, sinasabayan pa niya ng balak.
Mm-hmm.
Ay, naku.
Diba? So, nilalasing niya yung asawa mo so that the asawa does something with him so you guys break up and then he'll get you drunk so that you'll do something with him.
Pati yung asawa? Pati yung wife?
Hindi, una yung wife. Para lang to ruin
the
marriage.
Break you guys up. Because the best friend of the guy likes the guy.
Grabe, no? What a twisted, wow. No?
Tapos, only your mind can come up with that.
I know, right?
I'm just really creative
well,
that way.
Creative! Evil is the word that came to mind.
Kasi maraming mga magagandang storylines akong nakaka-come across.
Oh, yung mga.
Ako rin eh.
Marami ha. Nababalitaan ganyan.
Tsaka creative ha.
Yeah.
Very, usually very parang creative. It's the same stories over and over again.
Iba-iba.
Pero in fairness, may mga bago ha.
Usually parang, kasi yung mga parang sister niya, ganyan.
Wrap it up, Titch. Wrap it up.
Yung mga nanny.
The top 10.
The best friend of the babysitter.
Advice for newlyweds. Key and RX. Space your entries and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag advice for newlyweds.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The morning rush.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the morning rush. Part 3.
The morning rush. Top 10. Morning rush.
Monster Ready RX 93.1. Pero
it's time for the top 10.
Masyadong ipit eh.
It's time for.
You have to wait until it opens up.
We never did our musical day.
Oo nga no.
Thank God.
Hello, magwi-wicked na nga sa January.
Yeah, it's confirmed.
January. It's confirmed.
2014. But which cast?
I have a feeling it's the South African. It's usually
okay.
The South African
okay.
Cast.
I'm okay with the South African.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
I am so excited too.
Wow, that really sounded very excited.
I'm so excited.
So excited. Grabe.
Solid. I'm so excited.
All right, here we go. The top 10. For today, the top 10?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For today?
The top.
Mm-hmm.
The one we did earlier was the bottom.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Kasi yep.
Top na tayo. Okay, here we go. Okay. There's a baby cockroach on my mic.
You look so...
He's duling.
Yeah, you're duling, Chico.
Okay.
He's looking at the mic.
Kill it! Anong kill it? How?
Kill it with a paper. Here, use this.
It will fall on my computer. Mamaya na.
And what if it flies to your mouth?
It won't. It's a baby. Okay, here we go. For Rene Boy says...
Alam mo, you guys are talking like girls.
Can you just kill it?
I can't believe it.
I am not... Look, it's my mic.
Wow.
I want a cockroach there.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes
all
a lot
right,
of
sure,
sense.
Sure, why not?
We get
if
it.
If you say so.
I'll kill it later.
Mm-kay. I'll kill it when I want to kill it, not a second sooner.
It's my baby.
Ew.
Hi, baby. What should we name our cockroach?
Ew.
Our baby cockroach. Cockroach.
Dick. Gordon.
Huh?
Gordon.
Why Gordon?
Wala lang. Kasi parang feeling ko lang, if in the
he's
world...
Freddy!
Huh?
Freddy.
Freddy
Roach. Freddy Cockroach.
Freddy Roach.
Freddy Roach. Diba? It's our baby Freddy. Hi. Hello, Cocky. Shh. Okay. Let's start off with For Rene Boy. It's kind of cute, huh?
Ew.
Yeah, for a cockroach. It's kind of cute. Let's start off with For Rene Boy. Surprise your spouse with new quote-unquote techniques.
Yes. Break monotony.
I agree with that. And Chenong says, just be honest, babe. Les be honest.
Les be honest.
And JM Torado says, make your whoever you're with, your husband, your wife, feel like you're proud of them. Mm. I think it's, you know, we're so focused on loving them, treating them well. But it's hardly mentioned. To feel like your husband or your wife is very proud of you.
Unless you got like a trophy girlfriend or a trophy wife.
It's just
wife.
Like when you're with your parents. When your parents tell you day in, day out what you should do, what you shouldn't do. But they
why
never,
you did this,
yeah,
why you
didn't
that.
Do that. But they never show you that they're proud of you or that they're just happy to be around you.
Yeah.
I mean, who would want to be with your parents if that's all your parents do?
At saka yung sometimes,
right? It's the same with wives and husbands, I think.
And sometimes it's not just the physical saying of,
I'm so proud of you. No.
But the feel that they're really proud of you. Diba? And also,
hello to Joel.
Hello, Joel.
Hello.
Oh, hello to our friend Anton. Good morning. On the way to work, I think.
Good morning.
And hello.
Morning.
And also, JM Tarado says, hindi ito yung habang pogi at maganda ka na relationship.
No.
Obviously, when you're married, when you take that extra leap, it doesn't matter how you end up looking like. You and have it's not, to stay together.
That's the hope.
That's
there's
the hope.
No, there's no...
That's the hope. Pero kasi sometimes...
Sometimes it's not what happens.
Yeah. Saka ano...
I think that's why I'm so afraid of
it. They start looking somebody younger, somebody cuter, somebody...
Somebody who's mas batak.
Ay. Somebody who's more batak.
No, but I think that's
I don't know. The idea of marriage is scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, kasi parang like with a relationship.
The things
if it doesn't work, you can always opt to like
up.
Get out of it. Yeah.
Not with marriage, or at least not here in the Philippines.
Yeah, and it's so much more. I mean, you can like annulment.
Okay, got it.
What?
Okay, got it. I'm so not afraid of it anymore.
Hindi kasi, di ba? Parang at least let's say.
I don't want to get married like that.
Di ba?
To know that there's
a way out.
A way out. I guess because of what our parents are, the three of us.
Yeah.
Our parents.
I think so.
Are together.
I mean, who is to say that they didn't go through talagang earth-shaking problems?
I'm sure they did.
I'm
diba?
Sure they did.
But I guess as parents, it's also part of their job to not make you see that or not make you feel that.
Oh, to make you feel secure.
Alam mo, there's really a generation of parents na ganun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They really make... Kasi like, I think for a lot of young parents...
Doesn't matter.
They see... Mm.
Yeah.
It's okay if the
no,
kids are
there.
No,
and they befriend their kids in the way that they tell their kids what's wrong in their marriage.
Yeah. We were insulated talaga. I never saw like a full-on fight from my parents.
Me too. Kasi my mom would never disagree with my dad in front of us.
Exactly.
Like, kokontrahin.
Kami rin. Kasi madidinig namin pag pumasok kong sila sa room, yan na, medyo madidinig mo na
nagtataasa
ng boses. Pero never in front of
pero,
us.
Pero how sure are you na nag-aaway lang sila?
Ay, nako! Gino boy.
It's
gross.
True though.
Yeah.
Gross.
And my sister said that my mom and my dad, they talk in the middle of the night when we're asleep.
Me and my parents, ano, early morning.
Yeah, mga ganyan.
Like 5 in the morning.
When the kids are
diba?
Just fell asleep or still sleeping.
And see, my mom didn't know that I was actually awake. Because sometimes, like, when I was younger, we would sleep in their room para one aircon. Tapos nandun kami sa cot sa baba ng floor, diba?
Sa pusa.
Tapos they'd be...
Pussy cot.
Tapos they'd be talking about... Because there are three of us.
Felix the cot.
Para... Never mind.
No, go.
Never mind.
No.
Oh my God. Parang kasi Del.
No.
Siya usually yung ganyan. Yung meron siyang point. Yung kulit natin.
Tapos yung kulit
natin. Tapos yung ayoko na.
Now I know what it feels like.
Buti nga.
My, how the tables have turned.
Oh my God. Parang minute there, you're like, ayoko na, never mind.
Hey.
So you're in the cot. I can't. Sorry, I can't do it with a You're in the cot with your brothers, and then?
And then, wala. I would just listen to them talking. And
what do they talk about?
Sometimes they would talk about us. And oh, what they didn't know. No, of course not. Well, okay, maybe. Yes. And what they didn't know was I was actually listening. But I was pretending to be asleep.
Allah! Devious kid, even then. You were very, very sneaky.
I never heard them talk about me.
Really? At all?
Ako rin, ever. I just always na lang like. Like when my dad
maybe
died.
Maybe because they didn't love you.
No, when my dad died, that's when my mom would tell us like what they would
what
talk about.
What they would
about
talk about.
Oh.
After na. Yung parang, yeah, like my mom would always tell me, worried na worried nga ang daddy mo sa'yo noon.
Kasi. Hey, complete the sentence.
Complete the sentence.
Chico, bakit you can't. Worried bakit na worried? Worried na worried?
Bakit?
Come on.
You opened up this
wala, hindi pwedeng ano.
Hindi, kasi naman, bata pa ako noon. Eh, parang yung tatlo kong kapatid, mga nagsiasawahan na, may mga asawa.
Nagpakasal na, nagsawa na.
May mga pamilya na, may mga anak na, ganyan. So parang,
si he was worried what?
Hindi, na parang, baka I might, you know.
You might what?
You might what? You might what?
You might what exactly?
I might, parang baka I might grow old alone, ganun. So he was just worried na parang lahat established na may families na ako wala pa akong family.
Meron ba siyang isang hindi alam? Meron ba siyang isang detail na hindi alam?
Na ano, wala. Wala, alam niya naman yung ano, di ba? I'm sure may mga ano
alam,
siya,
alam
hinala.
Oh wow.
Diba, diba? I mean, you know, like yung mga ganun.
I wanna see you be free. I'll sing a Sarah Bareilles song for diba, you today.
No? Ay, also, Mash Plutonium says, kailangan mong matutong magluto. Mahirap umasa sa luto ng Bienan. Pwedeng lagyan ng laso ng mga sobra naman. Also, Jelly Show, and the top advice for newlyweds comes from Jelly Shoso.
He says.
She
says.
Women love men who cook, but they cannot resist a man who does the dishes.
Really?
And I mean, it's just ano, na parang, it's one thing to be impressed that they can cook, but it's to know that they will do the unglamorous part.
With you.
Of washing the dishes with you. Diba very, ano, Jennifer Aniston and the...
Yeah. Why would I want to want? Why would I want to want no, to
exactly.
do this?
Exactly. Okay. Pero diba, but they'll do it anyway.
Yeah.
No, but did you see that, ano? What was that?
Ben Affleck. But it's more, ano?
She's just not that into you, Bayan. Where Ben Affleck was doing all the, parang, he was such a...
A house
caring
husband.
House boyfriend.
A house boyfriend.
Because he didn't want to get married.
A houseband. Diba, that's what they call it. Pero diba, yung parang...
Well, I think that's more Western.
Which one?
For guys to take part in the household chores.
Yeah.
Like in Europe, if a guy doesn't do that, you're out the door.
Yeah.
Yeah, the girls are like, "Wait a minute, I'm not doing everything around the house."
Maybe also because here kasi labor is cheap.
And so you can are always... you.
Wow, that was uncalled for.
I'm sorry. I couldn't resist. It was an opening.
I'm taking a break.
Kasi unprovoked. Oh,
parang wala man lang. Parang out of nowhere. It's like you just launched nuclear missiles into my country without me doing anything.
Look, if I said the same thing, you wouldn't back out.
Yeah, I know.
It was just an opportunity.
I guess it was just unexpected.
Parang alam mo yung ano, kunwari nag-usap tayo tatlo, diba? Tapos tumaliko daw kay Del, tapos kinakausap kita, bigla ako sinipa sa likod ng unprovoked. Na parang wala lang.
Maybe labor is cheap.
That's what
you're
talking about. Kumbaga sa shark attack, yung unprovoked.
Why is there a provoked shark attack?
Meron.
When you taunt them?
Yung parang when you...
Bite me, shark! Bite me! Ganun.
Di ba when you, ano, when you...
Eat me!
When you poke them with a stick.
When you poke them with your stick.
Actually, kasi di ba in shark attack news, it's always like unprovoked.
Or I guess if you get meat and then you wave it in front of them.
Ah, the chum.
Ah, yeah.
Ah, okay.
I guess.
Aye.
Or if you, ano, put your head inside their mouth.
Oh.
Ayan.
Tapos,
okay. Wrap it up.
Have you seen them do that? Yung they put their head inside. Huh? Yung they put their head inside the mouth.
Hey, stop it.
I've seen it with a crocodile.
Oy,
crocodile.
Not to the shark. Ako rin. Oy, sa Thailand.
Hoy, hoy, hoy.
Bakit? Crocodile nga.
Oh, hey,
ako rin,
hey,
I saw
hey.
It there. May picture pa ako.
May video ka pa.
Top 10 advice for newlyweds.
What?
KNRX,
what is with today?
I know, right?
I don't know.
KNRX, make your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag advice for newlyweds.
Manila's hottest.
Chico Burkada.
The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush.
RX93.1.
Alright, good morning guys. Time to give you the number one movie in the United States over the weekend. It is a Monday after all, and it is customary that we tell you or talk about the box office on a Monday. Low budget horror film The Purge scared up $36.4 million in ticket sales to lead in the U.S. box office in its first week in theaters, zooming past the car racing action film Fast and Furious 6. The Internship, a comedy starring Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson based on the antics of nerds in search of a job at internet giant Google, sold $18.1 million, finishing at fourth. Now, The Purge, made for only $3 million by the producers of the low-budget Paranormal Activity horror series, stars Ethan Hawke and Lena Headey?
Lena Headey,
in a futuristic story of the United States in 2022, in which the government reduces crime by allowing almost all crime to go unpunished during a 12-hour purge period.
Yeah, this is a pretty interesting story.
I know, right?
It's like murder is allowed, sex and whatever. Like all crime. But the reason why crime is so low is because of this purge.
Yeah, it's like you're allowed to vent.
You purge it out of your system.
Well, Fast and Furious, the sixth installment of the series starring Vin Diesel, racked up $19.8 million, taking second place. But now, it has already earned more than $584 million globally.
Wow. But I can't believe it only took $3 million to make Purge. Does that include the talent fees of the actors?
Yes, I think so.
That should include everything.
Well, Ethan Hawke is not really he's not at the top of his game anymore. And Lena Headey, although she's with Game of Thrones.
She's still relatively new.
Yeah, and she's a TV
minor
star.
Player.
Right.
Yeah.
Different caliber altogether.
Mm-hmm. When you talk about movies. But wow. Okay, so I know that I saw that you guys were talking about After Earth. The two of you?
Yeah, he hated it.
Over the weekend. I know.
Oh my gosh. Like,
I mean, I did
such a long time. I don't think
I've hated
this
movie.
I'll
give you the news
movie.
On it first.
Okay.
So the post-apocalyptic After Earth starring Smith and his teenage son, Jaden Smith, continued its week showing in the U.S., earning only $11.2 million. The film has generated more than $46 million in total U.S. sales. It's Will Smith's weakest performance since 1993.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's 20 years
ago.
The story was more of Jaden.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was.
No, but like for me, it's his worst performance, Will Smith. Mm-hmm. I mean, just acting wise. It was really horrible.
If I'm not mistaken, 1993 was when he did that Western thing.
Yeah.
Wild Wild West.
Yeah, Wild Wild West. And do you know why he passed up on to do Wild Wild West?
Mm-hmm.
Another movie that became a big hit.
What?
I forgot now.
Titanic. He was supposed to be Jack Dawson.
No, but something that made a whole lot more money than Wild Wild West.
It was, I haven't cringed this much with a movie.
Oh, really?
Than that in a long time.
I didn't think it was bad.
I thought it was
bad. Yeah, I know. I could see from your posts and someone else's posts.
As in, like, it was really, it was incredible. I couldn't believe how
bad it was.
How bad it was.
Because for an A-lister, you don't expect it to be that bad.
Don't get me wrong about the technical stuff. The special effects are great. But the script, the story.
Well, that's why it was a Will Smith written storyline.
Actually, here's the thing.
Oh, really?
I was shocked to find out that it was M. Night Shyamalan.
They never mentioned it.
And somebody tweeted me that, do you notice that they've never used his name
to
market the movie? And I was like, you're right. Because you know how he's been getting a bad rep recently? Yeah.
Well, this doesn't help. Because with or without his name, it's bad.
It was so bad.
And I don't know of any director who's had a worse fall from grace than M. Night Shyamalan after a great showing for The Sixth Sense.
Yeah, but then again, after The Sixth Sense,
Did he ever come up with
anything
great?
Oh, I loved Signs. I loved
Signs. Well, there was Signs. There was...
I loved Signs. Unbreakable.
Unbreakable. But it seems every single movie that he did after The Sixth Sense...
After Signs, I think it was
worse
really...
and worse.
No, because I think even after... Even Signs... It was mixed reviews.
Yeah, mixed reviews.
Yeah.
Same thing with...
I loved it. Pero oh my gosh, Lady in the Water.
The Lady in the Water.
That was...
What was that
The Village.
The village. Yeah.
But I kind of like...
The Last Airbender.
I kind of like...
My God, what he did to The Last Airbender.
You know, I think that's his all-time worst.
Yeah.
The Airbender.
Yeah. I haven't seen it. I'm pretty sure, kahit papano naman, I'm sure After Earth is still better than The Last Airbender. Pero based on what I saw, I was like...
Saka, as in,
good Lord, it was so bad.
It got to the point na parang when you would see the trailer, you were so excited for it.
Yeah,
and it's
like
directed
right.
by M. Night Shyamalan. And you're like, oh man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yung ganun na yung reaction.
Yeah, kasi because you know he's not gonna...
almost know that he's gonna flop
kasi
it.
The trailer
but my
of
question is,
the
why
last...
is he still working in Hollywood?
Well, on the basis of... ano of
kilala siya
yung mga Sixth Sense and you know it's still ano eh meron pa ring recall although still ang recall ngayon is negative. Why would you not say that it's directed by M. Night Shyamalan?
Yeah.
If you've got a major director,
I think they had like this
film.
Someone had a brilliant idea of saying no, they just don't like my movies because my name carries with it
yeah.
baggage.
But look
what
at this one.
What if we don't put my
exactly.
name on it and it's so bad?
It's still bad. And
oh no.
Pero ano, like I tweeted, to be fair, Jaden has potential.
Oh really?
He what's can up be with a, the accent though?
I know, right?
Oh, so weird. He had like an Australian
it's
sort
a weird,
of
accent.
Weird accent.
And I was like, why is he talking like that? Pero not yet. Hmm. He's not yet there. He's not yet there.
But he will be.
There is potential.
Did
oh, there
he
will
get
be
taller?
A Karate Kid too. Yeah, he got taller.
Okay.
He got taller. He doesn't quite have that, you know, that Will Smith
charisma.
Charm.
Yeah.
He has
because grabe si Will Smith. Eh. Like remember when he was younger? Yung talaga parang this kid's got something.
Yeah. He couldn't do anything wrong.
Yeah. So Jaden's got maybe I'd say maybe 50% of that. But there's something to be
well,
fair to
after
the kid.
All, he did get something from Jada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's not entirely well liked.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
People think she's strong and beautiful, but I don't know if she's anywhere near as likable as her husband.
How old is Jaden?
I don't know, probably 15?
Diba,
a little younger than Justin Bieber. Remember
okay,
their
so
friends?
Bieber's like what, 19?
19?
Maybe Jaden is like 15 or 16?
Yeah.
Oh, but I would say maximum 16. Because he still looks like a kid.
Yeah, he's medyo lanky.
He's pretty much like a kid.
Pero batak na siya.
Oh, pero ano siya, magiging, I mean, I don't know. I think he can be a major player. With better roles than this.
Yeah.
Kasi talaga, like for me, siya na yung parang the only saving grace. Because even Will Smith, I was saying, without giving away anything, okay? Basta ang role niya is he's very, parang he can't show his emotions.
Yeah, he's
oh my gosh, talagang, it was like painful to watch him. Like, Will, I wanna say something, but I can't because I'm hiding my emotions. Ganun talaga yun.
Okay. All right, well, there you go.
Oh, The Matrix is what he passed up on.
Yeah, right.
For
Matrix,
instead
yes.
of the Wild
there
Wild
you
West.
Go, Matrix.
So okay. Apparently, it was supposed to be a Black Neo.
Yeah.
Wow.
That would have been pretty cool.
Well, we talked about that before.
Yeah.
But I just forgot that was The Matrix because it was still some 6 years later that Matrix came out in 1999 and Wild Wild West was...
already out by then.
That's why I
was
in awe.
Imagine Neo as...
I think it's
Wilson.
Good that it didn't go to...
Yeah.
That's why I was under it when I watched Jurassic Park again, the 3D, the IMAX. I've forgotten that Samuel L. Jackson was in the movie in a minor role.
He died.
Yeah, at saka hindi siya badass. Parang he's just a regular guy. Parang like, whoa. Wala lang, aliw lang.
Do you remember The Sphere?
Yeah, the alien sort of.
Yeah, well, they go to the
water.
Yeah, he was there too.
Samuel L. Jackson was menacing, but in a very understated way.
Yeah, but Dustin Hoffman, yun.
Yeah, Dustin Hoffman, Sharon Stone.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's the news.
Oh,
we're on the morning rush.
Michael Crichton din yun.
Michael Crichton.
So he was like a suki for Michael Crichton. Because Jurassic Park
I would think so.
Michael Crichton.
That's the news here on The Morning Rush. You got C, D, and G on this Monday morning with you on Manila's hottest RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. Thank you to Fishmark for suggesting this. The Top 10 advice for newlyweds. Let's start off with Dine Girl and El Mitanio. sa ayaw at sa gusto nyo, magiging issue ang pera. So learn how to talk and even argue about money without
ruining the relationship.
Yes. Because you will have to talk about money.
I wonder what kind of discussions you'll have, though.
Issues about money. Okay, since you asked, something similar from Go Van Gogh. Walang taguan ng pera at mga lihim na pautang. So, kunyari, let's say, a relative is asking to borrow money. Don't keep that a secret from your husband, from your wife. Because it's supposed to be your money, your money. So don't do these little financial dealings without the...
Paano kung pag magpapamassage ka? Tapos...
Pwedeng secret.
Pwede itago yun.
That's why the money involved is not that big.
It depends.
No, I mean, we're talking hundreds of thousands.
Oh, okay.
Because I have a friend who...
But it's relative din eh. What if you don't have a lot of money?
Actually,
diba?
Minsan, 1,000 pesos.
To some, even 1,000 pesos is already like...
No, because a friend of mine had... she was buying a property. Mm-hmm. And what happened was... The money...
Because they're not here.
They're not here. Mm. And the half of the amount of the property was spent by her family. A family member. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So when they were asking for the money, it was gone.
It was gone. Yikes.
Yeah.
It was gone. And when she told her husband about it, he freaked out.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, obviously, that's a...
No, but plus, at least he knew that, you know, that there was... That they
the
were
money was there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if this happened behind his back?
Yeah, he didn't know.
If he didn't know. So can you imagine, let's say, nagpautang ka ng, kunyari, let's say, 100,000 to a relative without your husband's knowledge or your wife's knowledge.
Right.
Tapos, tinakbo yung pera. How's that? Like, diba? At least if they know, you kind of like both agreed. So
right.
If something happens, there's nobody to blame.
Yeah.
But if you do that behind their back, ay, nako.
That would
luck.
Be a fight you wouldn't want to be part of.
Good luck. Jelly Shaw also says, if you want to see the light of day, shove that quote-unquote sinigang na nilaga down your throat for your sake.
What?
Iksibin yung hindi mo alam kung sinigang, hindi mo alam kung nilaga, kainin mo pa rin.
Eat it.
Bryn Dune says, para kay Mrs., kilalanin ng mabuti ang secretary ni Mister. Kay Mister, kilalanin ng mabuti ang driver ninyo.
Or jardinero.
Right.
Kung desperate housewives yung...
Or tubero.
Oh, pwede rin. Hindi, pero yung...
Oy, pero there, it's so weird. Ah. There's this, near the dog grooming, there's this post na I've always wanted to take a picture of it for Instagram. Kasi talagang riddled with tubero.
Hello, going to your house kaya? On that...
Really?
Drive?
Siguro alam nila na doon dumadaan si Chico.
No, pero doon sa groomers, as in talagang riddled, the most of all the posts I've ever seen, talagang ang sarap niya kuna ng picture. Pagpunta ko the last time, it was completely clean. Somebody took it out. Bawal ba yan?
I guess.
No, naman.
Di ba parang post no bill? Isn't that what it's supposed
to? Yeah, but there has to be a sign.
Because they took it out, everything. Ang linis na ng post eh. Wala na. Sabi ko, I should have taken a picture.
Nag-upgrade na daw sila. Digital na daw sila ngayon.
Digital
post. You can just Google them.
And OMGN says, wag magsusmoke, nakakamatay. Ay, advice for newly weeds pala. Butter Baby says, listen to each other, not to each other's mothers. You listen to your mom, he or she listens to their mom.
Yeah.
It's a relationship between
kayo
you.
Kayo eh. Diba? Yeah. Kayo mag-usap. And the top. Advice for newlyweds comes from Shivana.
Shivana says,
whenever you're arguing and you're tempted to fight fire with fire, remember that the fire department uses water.
To douse the fire.
So don't. I mean,
yeah, it just
it's
gets
not
to,
going to work.
It's going to get bigger. The fire is going to get bigger. If you
fight
wanna...
fire with fire, it's not going to happen.
Right.
Diba? So it's nice.
Sometimes
think
they
about
use
that.
Chemicals also.
Sometimes, but it's not a good quote.
Hold on, naman. Walang effect.
And remember that, my favorite firefighter story.
Yes.
True story. There was a firehouse, and then there was a forest fire, and a rabbit that caught fire
A rabbit?
A rabbit. Kasi okay. It was a parang a forest fire. Uh-huh. So the fire, the rabbit that was on fire ran into the firehouse and burnt the firehouse down.
How ironic.
How ironic. Wow.
As did in, the rabbit survive?
No, no. Ano ba yun? What a question is that?
What a question.
Wait, so none of the firefighters
were there in
the fire.
What question is that?
House.
No, I don't know how it all rolled. But that was the cause of the fire that burnt the firehouse down. A burning rabbit.
A burning rabbit.
Diba?
So odd.
Yeah,
I'm not going down alone. I'm taking you down with me.
Yeah. Kaya nga diba sabi nila, like, don't, ano, like, don't, like,
don't kunyari, set rabbits like, on fire.
Or no, even like, let's say rats or something, yung susunugin mo. Kasi once they run into
they will cause fire.
So the top 10, the TT advice for newlyweds.
Oh yeah, TT.
Oh, yesterday, did you hear?
What?
Parang OA yung frogs. I got scared actually. As in seriously got scared.
Maybe in your village lang.
Grabe.
I didn't even know it was raining.
It was deafening.
Well, I mean, thunderstorm. It was like...
No, right after it stopped. Grabe. Yeah. I've never heard it that... the whole air was riddled with the two syllables. Kok and kak.
Right on, Chico. Right on.
Okay yun na. Not so bad naman pala. Di masaya ka.
Din ako sa isa.
Sa ano?
Din ako sa team...
Din ako sa
Koko.
Ay, nako.
Alright, the top 10 advice for newlyweds.
That's so smart, Chico. That's so smart.
Space your entries and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include #TheMorningRush and #AdviceForNewlyweds.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush, Part 4.
Monster Radio RX93.1. And we are going to be getting to know somebody a little better this morning.
Now, yeah. Okay. A lot of you guys know that Rico has been sort of like lonely.
Yes. He's been so lonely.
Very lonely.
During the afternoon, so he's been alone.
So we need to make sure that he's got company.
Somebody needs to keep him in place.
So we are going to talk to somebody who will be joining Rico starting
today.
This afternoon, right? We got in the booth with us.
Michelle.
Hi. Hi, Michelle.
Hello, Michelle. Are you sure you know what you're getting into?
I know, that's what a lot of people ask me, actually. But, he's a friend, so...
Do you know
Rico? Notice how she goes...
Keeping in company.
Notice how she goes, he's a friend.
You can
if
tell
you know
so
Rico
much.
As well as we do, I'd be sort of like a little...
It's like playing with fire when you're going on board with Rico.
Are you up to
only
the challenge?
Less hot.
Well, like, I know Rico likes making jokes, and then he goes... He has this weird laughter. He has a really distinct laughter that you can tell from really far away.
Do you find his jokes funny?
Am I allowed to say?
I would be good.
We prefer that
that
you actually told us the truth.
Is a question.
You are in the bubble of truth. Yeah. You are safe in this bubble.
Nobody else hears this conversation.
Well, like... Sometimes I do get his jokes, but then he laughs at his jokes first, so it makes so
yes.
Yeah, and then he has this weird his laughter is, and then he smacks you on the shoulder like
just a physical cue.
Oh my gosh. You do know him.
I know. It's spot on.
Wait.
It's spot on.
No. He's your friend. All right, well, how long have you known Rico?
I've known him about like a year, nothing more.
A year. And
I like how there's like a nothing more.
You think it's enough time to
be able to deal with him on a daily
on
basis
on air, because it's different, you know. It would be Rico times 10 when he's on the air.
You guys make him sound so bad.
No, not bad.
You know what? Rico is our friend.
Yeah. No, we're just getting you ready. Yeah,
we're prepping you.
You're the one that has to deal with him every day,
right?
Well, I guess if I don't stay for long,
you know what the answer is.
No, but it's all in good fun because, you know, with Rico, he's a character, and that's, you know, anyone who will do a show with him, whether one time or like a whole week or months or years, you've got to be prepared because he's quite a character.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just afraid that I pick up his laughter and that's the one thing I don't want.
It bleeds into your social life.
And then you start hitting people when you do jokes.
And repeating them.
Right?
Are there any expectations you might have, good or bad?
No, yeah, not just about Rico. Like, about radio.
Yeah.
Well, like, I've never really done radio before, so that's going to be something new.
Right.
Like, I'm in the jockey business. I used to be a former mixed DJ, right?
So, yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of different because you can't really express yourself through video now.
Yeah, actually, that's the what's one of the a lot of jocks. I mean, radio jocks forget that people can't see them.
Can't see them.
So
yeah.
Everything really has to be words. Like it's about the words,
it's how you say it,
the way you say it.
You invoke images just by words. Yeah. You know, like instead of saying hot, you say boiling because you have no visuals, right?
And then, you know how words. Like sometimes on TV you do a face, you make a face
yeah,
to show
so
your emotion.
Face.
You can't right. do that here. Yeah. So you know it's going to be a very exciting world for
it
you.
It is. It is going to be something really new.
Did you ever think that you'd get into radio though?
Thought about it when I was back in Singapore,
mm-hmm.
but yeah.
But now,
did you ever think that if you ever got into radio, Rico would be your partner?
Oh my gosh, he's starting already.
No, but it's going to be a fun ride with Rico, of course, because you'll never know what to expect, what's going to come out of his mouth, you know, exactly what scenario be in, day out.
It's going to be a bit weird because if he does something or says something that I don't understand, it'll just be like awkward silence. And, like everyone would probably know why.
He should probably have like a sound effect of crickets in the background or something.
Right.
No, but we want to get to know you more. Like,
so wait,
like, what are you into?
Wait, you were saying in Singapore, are you here? How long have you been in the Philippines?
I've been here for 2 years.
For 2 years.
But you know how to speak Tagalog already?
Yeah.
A little bit?
Marunong naman.
Not bad. Yeah.
You'll know more after you work with
Rico. I surprise people. And then after like the second week of knowing me, it becomes really different because they're like, oh, she doesn't really know all that much.
Didn't I see you on, was it ANC or something?
Did
you?
Cityscape, yeah.
Cityscape, right. I saw you trying food. Was it food you were eating?
Yeah, if it's something to put in the mouth, it has to be food, right?
Well, not
all the time. Well, not all the time.
Not all the time.
That's debatable.
Yeah, there are other things.
Like a thumb.
Or a
whistle.
Pacifier, a whistle.
That's right. Or
a fingernail. Sometimes exactly. It goes in your mouth and it's not food. Mm.
Sometimes it goes out and then...
A trombone.
Yeah.
That's true.
Basically instruments.
Yeah.
Right. It goes in your mouth, but they're not food.
But then, you know, sometimes it doesn't come out, right? The food doesn't come out.
Hopefully not. Because that's cool. No,
I don't like where this is going.
Oh, God. This is a good
I'm scared.
Alright, so do you think you're ready for this afternoon?
I'm ready.
What are you into?
What am I? I'm into food, traveling.
Oh, traveling's always nice.
Which is usually the pairing, food and traveling. Because when you're going places, the food becomes very different.
The worst combination is traveling while you're on a diet.
That's the worst.
You never should.
Well, you never should.
Because you want to try the local delicacies, specialty.
Well, Spotlight.
Especially if you're going on a vacation. I mean, you don't want to feel like constricted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But food and traveling so far, the... 2 years ago was the Amazing Race Asia.
Yeah.
I was like Team Singapore.
Right.
Yeah, I had to eat like a witchetty grub.
What?
It's one of the...
Yeah, like a worm.
Yeah, it's like...
How did that taste?
And white.
Is it juicy?
Fat.
It's fat, white, and juicy.
Fat, white. It has like little black spots in it.
How did that go?
Yeah.
How did it taste? I've always wanted to know.
Tastes like wood, grass, very mucousy.
Ew!
Gross.
Okay,
yummy. That is so gross.
But that's the you're probably on your way to a good radio start because those words just made me barf a little in my mouth.
Yeah, you painted a pretty good picture in my mouth.
Yeah, you painted a pretty good picture.
I mean, mucousy
they cut off the head, so
much...
it wasn't that bad.
Oh.
Why, is the head bad?
Before in the past. Because it's like a delicacy, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So what they do is they just eat the whole worm, and then sometimes the worm's still alive.
Oh, so the head's still moving.
Being part of the Amazing Race, though.
What?
How was that like?
Because it looks so amazing.
It kind of feels really bad when you come in second place on the final leg.
Yeah.
In your own home country.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, you know, it was Korea that basically screwed us over.
You do know we have a Korean DJ.
I noticed
that. Of course, you know that there's a different story when you ask the Koreans.
Yeah.
Well, no. It's like, you know, if they watched it, they'll be like, yeah.
Well, even they would admit to it.
Right.
After all this time, it's still a sore spot.
Well, this afternoon, you'll be on with Rico Robles on the show.
Yeah, 4 to 7.
4 to 7. Is there any way that, let's say they're curious right now, they want to know what you are, I mean, what you're busy with, Facebook, Twitter?
Maybe a blog?
It's been a while.
Yeah, a blog.
Twitter at DJ Michelle.
Okay, Twitter at DJ Michelle. Facebook? Do you have a fan page or something?
I do, but I don't remember.
Just search.
I'm sure they can Google you.
All right. Yeah.
Google but me. Michelle will, you know, there's a lot of Michelles out
Michelle
there.
Nung.
How do you spell Nung?
It's actually pronounced as
I like how it's pronounced as
because in the Philippines, it's Nung.
Yeah, that's why when I order takeout, most of the time, I just say Nung because I'll go like Michelle.
So in Singapore when you're introducing yourself, how do you hi my?
Because if you say Nung, they'll be like, what is that?
So oh, you're really? so you're Michelle.
Well, I know it's kind of anticlimax, right?
Yeah,
it's like you got distracted. Hi, I'm Michelle.
What about like ladies and gentlemen, Michelle?
I know. So bad.
I can't say it without changing the tone.
Right, it has to sort of like
it has
go
to be
off.
Like Michelle.
No, but also because we're Filipinos. But to Singaporeans, you know.
Now, how would you say it like fast?
Yeah.
Michelle.
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 It's an. It's
an. Michelle.
Michelle. Like, yeah. All right. In the States,
sort
it was
sort of like
worse.
Imagine Chewbacca saying it. Sorry.
Well, this afternoon, Michelle. Will be on with Rico Robles.
All right.
Or if somebody's trying to like flirt with you, like Michelle.
Yeah,
I'm sure she gets that a lot.
Do you get that a lot, Michelle?
Yeah. Most of my friends who know how to pronounce my last name, they go like, that. Hey.
Hey, you're right.
Hey.
Or parang,
because you know, back in Singapore, usually when you do baby talk, you go like, which means
like yes, like
no.
Oh, what?
Well, when you tell your little kid to go it means to tell
bathroom?
To do a number
yeah,
two.
Yeah, to do a number
two. Oh, really?
Two.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, maybe it's because like with us it's ooh.
Yeah.
Poo-poo.
Like you know like oh alright.
Yeah,
but then
yeah.
No in like Chinese Singapore, right?
Oh, you're right.
It's
sometimes
a baby talk.
Pinoy's right, also right. Say no, but when you're saying
yeah, Filipinos also
for us means oh.
Yeah, but then in Singapore it just means to go to your number two.
Oh wow.
Yeah, they go already not.
So what was your childhood like?
Pretty bad childhood.
Well, we're excited to hear from you this afternoon with Rico Robles. Good luck.
Thank you.
I know.
Best wishes.
You'll need it.
I feel like you really mean it when you say
we wish you all the luck.
Thank you.
All in good fun. And just, you know, if there's anything, have fun. Radio is fun.
And I hope when we see you again soon, you will still be the same girl.
Don't be afraid to shoot him down.
Unscarred.
Yeah.
And
I'll be fine. Okay.
Yeah, I think she'll be fine.
Yeah, I think she can hold her own.
I can hack it. All right. Well, anyway, of course, it happens this afternoon. Join Rico Robles and Michelle.
I know.
Just stick with Nung, you know.
So eventually it'll be like, can you just imagine? Livewire.
We're having fun now.
Livewire with Rico Robles and Michelle.
Wow, I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
All right, so it's 4 to 7. Later on, get to know more about Michelle and how she'll be with Rico Robles.
Later on,
4 to 7. Thank you for joining us and
thank
for coming
you.
In so early.
I know.
And we'll see more of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thanks, guys.
It's the morning. Rush.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10.
I can't believe we're done.
Why?
I mean, whatever.
Whoa! Oh, no.
It's the last.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Crazy, right?
The Top 10. Advice for newlyweds. Okay, let's start off with JM Tarado, mag-asawa na kayo. Wag na damdamin ang Ateneo versus LaSalle.
Kunyari, yeah, it's more important.
But that's hard to take out, huh?
Even among, ano, no? Like, even among couples.
And then, especially when they get kids.
Oh!
Where do they send them to? Diba?
Oh my gosh, you're right.
Na if, kunwari, the girl is an all coming from an all LaSalle family.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I get it, but I don't get it.
I get it kasi I'm from LaSalle. Eh.
Do you feel hatred against the Ateneans?
Meron talagang a little bit. No naman. Pero meron talagang a little, you know.
Really?
Hindi, saka... No, I don't have anything against Ateneans. Pero, kunyari biglang, there's a fight between Ateneo and LaSalle. Automatic yun. Automatic yun.
Right.
Pero I have nothing against them. It's just that, syempre loyalty eh.
Saka pag nag... What, in the, to us.
Yeah. Because yeah. Remember, I'm not into basketball. Pero the moment merong Ateneo LaSalle, I'm suddenly
place.
Like...
But you're into the...
Well...
Well, yeah, I think that's a yes. Yeah,
yeah. And Trashy says, Trishy says, don't compliment your wife on how good she looked in an outfit that she no longer fit in.
Yeah.
Never say like, oh my gosh, remember how good you looked in this, let's say that pair of
jeans. Because
it'll
just make her feel bad.
It will make her feel so bad. Kiko Monster says very simply, good luck. Ilad Villanueva says, try arguing naked. Because huh? if you're still fighting, then it's a serious matter. Pero if it's a little thing, if it's a bit minor,
sana big
tapos
thing.
Ang away.
Kasi na...
Diba, that's what si Jennifer Aniston, that's what she did in the breakup?
Yeah.
She walked out of her room naked. Mm-hmm. And Vince Vaughn was like defenseless.
Yeah. Well, how can you not? I mean, it's Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston. Diba?
O Mas Plutonium says, tigilan na ang pa-virgin effect. May asawa ka na. Mrs. Bond says, for guys, whatever happens, it's your fault. Go Van Gogh says, huwag masyado bumili ng babasagin sa bahay para pag naghagisan man, okay pa rin.
Wag!
Ilad Villanueva says, delete history of web browser. Mm-hmm. Jelly Shaw says, Chunky is a candy bar. Never use it as a reference to your wife.
What's up, Chunks?
Talagang Chunks. Diba?
Or her shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Or her shoes.
Or her shoes.
Don't.
Why? When would you ever call shoes Chunky?
Clunky and chunky when they're not nice. When you don't like them.
Krabbylicious says, ang problema, pinag-uusapan, hindi tinatakasan.
I agree.
OMGN says, i-check ang unang ihi ni Mrs. kung nakatayo o nakaupo.
Remember that commercial?
Yeah.
Satoragi says, whatever happens inside the sheets stays inside the sheets. Like things that happen in bed. Huwag nyo na ikwento sa mga barkada, sa mga amiga.
O kasi kasal na kayo eh.
Kahit na. Don't tell like bed stories to your friends. That's kind of weird.
Well, no, kasi...
Lalo na habits nung isa.
All right,
pwede
here's the thing.
Ikaw,
if kunyari, you're just doing like a, let's just say a one-night stand, then chances are you will tell your friends about it.
Yeah,
But that's what I mean when I say na kasi kasal na kayo. It's like in the same way na... If you have a girlfriend or if you're taking someone seriously, if you're dating someone seriously,
you don't talk about it
because obviously you don't want to paint that image for your friends.
Yes, yes.
But if it's just like a
pero kundi kasi
more
kunyari,
of like bragging rights.
Kunyari ikaw, you can say stuff about yourself. Like you can go, ako nga, ang gusto ko ganito.
Unless they were telling their friends that you're the best they've ever had.
Pwede.
So, parang ayoko pa rin eh.
Hindi, pag ganun, I think
hindi,
pwede.
Hindi, ako okay ako doon.
To say that you're the best, like you're the bomb, like...
There's no details, but
no details.
It's the best I ever had.
Tapos sabihin, yung sabihin niya na parang out of the 300,000 men she's had slept with, you're the best.
Whoa.
Wow. But that's
Patay,
saying a lot,
no? Oh, di ba? LS Dominique says, the next time you will be on your bended knee will be the time that you will tie the shoelace of your kid.
Aww.
Yeah. Aww.
If all guys would go on bended knee to propose.
To propose. Yeah. That is true. Shannong says...
Wait.
I think there are other reasons to take a knee.
Ay, nako.
Like if you want to compose yourself.
For boys.
Like after Earth.
After Earth kasi. Take a knee.
Take a knee. Mass
I always do.
Ew!
And then
for some strange
reason,
kasi when you take a knee, everything just seems
bigger.
Parang everything.
Ay!
Ay!
Parang
nagpo-focus ka eh. Parang,
I can't look at you right now.
But it's weird that I'm looking at Chico.
I'm seeing images. Mash Plutonium says, laging maghanda ng holy water pag bumisita ang Bienal.
The devil.
The power of Christ compels you.
And the top advice for newlyweds comes from Chenong.
Chenong says,
ang sikreto sa mabait na Bienal, artistaheng anak. Di ba, parang suddenly they can't get mad at you anymore.
The equalizer kasi, is always the baby.
Kasi you gave them such a beautiful apo. Parang how can they get mad at you?
So kung galit pa rin ang biyanan mo sa'yo, eh, alam na natin kung ano
siya. Eh, paano kung pangit ang baby?
Oh, yun na nga.
Yun na nga eh. Pag galit pa rin
paano,
siya sa'yo.
Paano? And what about us? I mean, none of us are married, but you know, I'm pretty sure we can come up with something.
Don't get married yet.
Notice how yet.
No, but seriously, I mean, don't get into it. Well, for newlyweds na nga pala.
Newlyweds so, eh. Imagine mo, newlyweds, sasabihin mo, don't
lose
hope.
No, don't lose sight of who you are. Because you know how some people, whenever they get into a relationship,
parang
their personalities sort of blend in and like, you completely forget everything that you used to do for yourself.
Yeah.
I think that, personally, I think that that's a really big factor for like, you know, relationship success. That you cannot let go of what you used to do alone and what, you know,
what your partner, you used to enjoy.
Yeah. Like, always have that sort of anchor. Na parang, like, for me, okay, it's gaming or wakeboarding or whatever. As I get older, I don't think I'd ever want to let that go. Because it would feel like, eventually, when I start to question who I am, and then I think about it and I'm like, oh, I do the same things that she does, then I'd be like, who am I?
Sounds like he's not ready. Yep, not ready.
I'll go for newlyweds. I'd probably say you've had your chance. Well, it's over. It's game over. I mean, game over not in a sense that tapos na and it's something that you need to. Pero tapos na yung the looking, the searching, the testing. If you've already gotten married, parang panindigan mo. Panindigan mo na.
Kaya nga, you know what? Magloko ka na habang bata ka pa.
Something like that. Something like that. Parang
you had to.
You've had your chance at being single. So, now that that's over, put that in the past. At saka, somebody nga sent in eh. Ayan? Kumilos sa naaayon sa civil status. Hindi ka pwedeng married, ka pero kung makaarte ka, para kang
single. Hindi, even naman when you have like a girlfriend or a boyfriend, you shouldn't pa rin.
That's true.
That's still a commitment,
that
even if it's not legal.
Right.
You can't get into trouble for it. I mean, legally. But
you won't get sued, yeah, but
yeah.
It's still a relationship.
It's like a dry run of things to come. Hi to Colleen. She's tuned in.
Good morning.
Hi. Morning. I would say for me, for newlyweds, it's about making a life. It's about making a life together. And you have to know that everything that you do is geared towards making a life that's happy, that's safe, that's secure, that's exciting. You know, it's like you're making a tapestry.
Yeah.
And if you want to be happy at the end of all you're making, you know, all the things that you're doing every day, you know, everything from your house to your kids to... You gotta put in really nice things.
Yeah.
You can't expect to pull out good memories when you don't do your part in making memories.
I mean, you can't plant apples and expect oranges.
There you go.
What you plant, that's what you'll reap.
If you want to be happy, make sure that you fill your life with happiness.
Yeah.
You want your kids to be happy, then, you know, make it happen. It's your life together.
It's always a choice.
Because I hear so many newlyweds who are so disappointed. And it scares the living daylights out of me.
Yeah.
It's like, what? But don't... Aren't you supposed to make it that way?
It's not
a guaranteed thing.
It doesn't just happen.
Yeah, there you go. And it's not a guarantee just because you found someone, you walked down the aisle, said hello. I mean, not hello,
it's a commitment na, diba?
Do you accept this as your lawful wedded husband?
Hello!
Hello! Hello!
Right.
It's really... You have to work for it.
Yeah.
Of course, take this with a grain of salt because none of us
are married.
Yeah, none of us have ever.
Long term, yes. Marriage, not.
Oh, wow, long term, wala pa. I mean, define long term.
Oo nga. I'm guessing 4 years onwards.
I think that would be a long-term relationship.
Okay.
Well, sa akin, 1 year pa lang, long-term eh.
Wala pa rin ako sa long-term.
Si Chico. Si Chico.
Ano, long-term, long-term.
Eh, hello, buhay niya kasi long-term.
Grabe talaga.
Hot shot. Just got hit talaga. With a pot
just
shot.
Just before we end the show.
And with that, we bid you all goodbye.
Goodbye. Good riddance.
Have a great Have a great Monday, losers.
Ako, I love you guys.
Have a great Monday.
By the way, vote for us on OMG.
You know, right. People are telling me, how come you guys are not plugging?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're really saying, even my relatives are saying, how come you're not plugging
your... Okay, please.
Please do. And we really appreciate it. That, you know, we've got a lot of work ahead of us.
So it's really the Yahoo OMG Awards. We're nominated for Best Radio Show.
Yes.
Chico's nominated for Best Male DJ.
Uh-huh.
Or female, whatever.
Male, technically. Male.
Sadly.
Technically.
And then Dell is also nominated for Best Female
technically.
DJ.
Technically.
You can also vote for the Best Radio Station,
yes,
which is RX.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you can also...
check out ph.yahoo.com.
You know the full...
ph.omg.yahoo.com.
Basta it's on the Yahoo page. Oh. Just click on OMG.
Alright, we gotta go.
No kinky hotline today. Tomorrow. Kasi bagong pasok pa lang eh.
Kinky hotline.
Okay.
Bagong pasok sa school.
Kaya nga. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Best FM Radio. Best FM Monster Radio RX 93.1.